Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guests, and hopefully this afternoon we're going to have with us Joel Skousen. But let me just point out until Joel gets here, that if you want to understand what's going on in the world and you're looking at this thing from a logical point of view, nothing makes sense. Why is it that the President of the United States refuses to seal our southern border? We're involved in a war with terrorism. Terrorists can come across the southern border. And yet, of course, we refuse to seal the border. Well, the reason they won't seal the border is, first of all, they know there's no threat of terrorists coming across the border of any significance, and they come across while we've got the terrorist movement thoroughly infiltrated here. But even more than that, because it'd be foolish to build a fence when we're going to unite the United States with Mexico and Canada. They want to unite the North American Union as a stepping stone to uniting all the governments of the world. Why are we fighting over the Middle East and thinking about going to war with Iran? Why, very simply, because we want to plunge the world into a terrible war, and that will lead to this one world government down the line. Why is it they're doing everything wrong as far as our finances are concerned? Why? Because they want to destroy the value of our currency, and when they destroy the value of our currency, then they can come up with a one world currency, an international currency, because if you're going to have a one world government, you have to have a one world currency. And when you understand the common denominator behind it, everything fits together. And there really are no unanswered questions. But enough of that. We have Joel with us, and he's going to answer a lot more of your questions. Hi, Joel. Thanks so much for being with us again.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Dr. Stan.
You go ahead.
Pick up on the topic of the open borders and terrorist threat. There is an interesting new warning that's just swarming around the Internet based upon self-styled Israeli-American counterterrorism expert Yuval Aviv. He says what they're going to do, he claims, is hit 6 or 7 or 8 cities simultaneously to show sophistication and really hit the public. This time, which is the message of the day, will not only be big cities, they're going to try to hit rural America. They want to send a message to rural America. Send the message that you're not protected. If you figured out that if you just moved out of New York and moved to Montana or Pittsburgh, you're not immune. We're going to get you wherever you are, and it's easier than here in New York. So, Aviv claims that the next terrorist attack will come in the next 90 days and hit the small, normal-type targets that I've been warning are the standard way in which normal terrorism acts. So he's either predicting these events based upon an accurate knowledge of how terror should act, but hasn't been in the U.S., which has only had high-profile attacks, or he's privy to the next level of government engineering attacks that are to come. So, we'll have to look at his background. This is a very interesting story when you look at who Yuval Aviv is and his prior relationship to Israeli and government intelligence. Yuval Aviv claims to have been a former bodyguard of Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir, and he says he was tasked by her to search out the identity of the attackers who killed the Jewish Olympic team in Munich. He claims to be the source of the book Vengeance, the true story of an Israeli counter-terrorist team by George Jonas, on which Steven Spielberg's film Munich was based. Now, Munich actually had a fair amount of disinformation in it, and so I don't know if that relates to his book or whether or not that got in by Spielberg himself.
All right, well, we're going to have to, as told off, we'll be back in just a few moments to continue with this story. Is this story of the terrorist attacks real, contrived, or are they trying to scare us to death, or all three?
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase. handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The Digestive Tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, go ahead and pick the story up from there.
Well, but one should always be suspicious of anyone claiming to be from Israeli intelligence, which has a seamless relationship with the CIA. One thing stands out in Avi's background that makes him credible, in my opinion. He was the private investigator who uncovered the initial information through his, of course, through his Israeli contacts, that the U.S. was involved in drug smuggling in the Middle East and was using Pan Am Airlines to smuggle these drugs back to the U.S. And the government, of course, has been trying to discredit Aviv ever since, especially since he related these drug smuggling things to the explosion of Pan Am Flight 103. So public radio did a documentary called Shadow Over Lockerbie. A surprising amount of information comes out about how the government, about the government's campaign to get Aviv. The Libyan hijackers were set up by the U.S. to take the fall for this operation, which was essentially a U.S. operation. But new evidence keeps challenging the prosecution of these two Libyans, and now a new trial is in the offing in the Netherlands. Pre-trial hearings have made it clear that the lawyers for the Libyan defendants are prepared not only to assert their clients innocent, but to suggest an alternative version of events. That the Italian, or I'm sorry, that the Iranian government and the Syrian-based terrorists carried out this bombing with U.S. direction. Now, there are also signs that an even more provocative claim will get resurrected in the courtroom, that is, the covert U.S. government drug operations may have provided the bombers with an opening to blow up and in Flight 103. Now, in the early 1990s, Time magazine and TV networks on both sides of the Atlantic produced major stories exploring the claim of U.S. involvement. Their most important source was a private investigator who'd been hired by Pan Am to find out who blew up Flight 103 and how they did it. and the investigator was Juval Aviv, the one we're talking about. He emerged from his probe with a remarkable claim that the members of the Syrian terrorist group took advantage of a controlled drug smuggling route involving U.S. agents to slip the bomb on the Pan Am jet. Government officials, of course, denied the assertion, and they still do. In response to Aviv's report, Pan Am filed subpoenas for several U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies, seeking documents to confirm or refute Aviv's findings, and the government refused to release the documents on grounds of national security. Now, that's typical when the government's got wrongdoing to hide. Aviv said, "I was a consultant to the FBI for over 10 years on anti-terrorism matters. Once I pointed the finger at government, however, I became persona non grata. My arrangements with the FBI were canceled. I just became a government enemy." And some government officials claim that, or have attacked Aviv's credibility, calling him a fabricator and a liar about his background. This is a claim that's echoed and repeated by former government agent John Patrick Quirk, who runs International Research Group, who pushes the official line about terrorist threats. But the specific accusations against Aviv don't appear to stand up to scrutiny. It appears that defense lawyers at the Lockerbie trial may try to prove that the DEA was running a covert drug operation on Pan Am flights through the Frankfurt airport in December of 1988. Two men who were high-ranking security managers with Pan Am at the time told us they've given statements to the defense team claiming that they were told of a U.S. government drug operation on their airline through Frankfurt at the time Pan Am 103 was destroyed. And he has evidence to back that up. Now, Aviv's controversial role in the Lockerbie case began in 1989 when relatives of those killed on Pan Am 103 sued the airline for negligence in allowing the bomb onto the plane. Pan Am and its insurance company hired Aviv to investigate who bombed and how the bombers got past security. Aviv says he taped sources in the intelligence services of several countries and in terrorist groups themselves. Now, that's a key indication that Aviv, who couldn't, as a private investigator, have gotten those sources themselves. He could only have done that with his contacts in the Israeli Mossad, who have infiltrated almost all terrorist organs in the Middle East. So his 27-page report for Pan Am makes these claims that in 1987, U.S. agents discovered and began monitoring a heroin smuggling route from the Middle East to the United States via Frankfurt, run by Syrian drugs and arms dealers. And Aviv claims that there was a regular courier on the flight who was killed. His name was Khalid Jafar. But I think Aviv only knew of one part of the story, since his Israeli sources were certainly shielding the U.S. component of this plot. You know, the government is trying to deny all of this because they don't even want it known that they were running a drug ring. But it was much worse than just running a drug ring. As I previously reported in the World Affairs Brief in past years, one source had said that there was a CIA team in the Middle East who uncovered this CIA-sponsored terrorist and drug connection and was getting stonewalled by their superiors when they protested. So they decided to fly back to the United States and blow the whistle on these illegal CIA operations. That team was also on Pan Am Flight 103, not just the drug courier, and they died. That's why the CIA, in my opinion, took control of the crash site away from the Scottish authorities. And during the day and a half that they had control of the crash site, they hauled off all the luggage pertaining to the CIA team. Obviously, they didn't want any of their backup evidence getting to authorities here in the United States. So in response to Aviv's report and investigative news stories based on them, government officials launched an attack on Aviv that went well beyond simple denials. In letters to newspapers and network TV, they called Aviv a fabricator and a liar. And that's what's so telling about... I had one source, for example, a subscriber who sent me the Aviv story yesterday. Then he sent me a response email and said, "I just got a call from Patrick Quirk telling me that Aviv is a fabricator and a liar." You know, that's very strange that those same two words, fabricator and a liar, that come up in all of the government documents show up in Patrick Quirk's telephone call to my source. And I wrote back there and says, well, don't be too sure yet that Aviv, you know, he's obviously a self-promoter, but he doesn't appear to be on the government side because of the attacks the government has made on him. Let me give you an example of how they've done to attack him. Let's see, there was a court case at once where the FBI, well, he had done some work for General Electric Capital, and the charge was that he had defrauded by the government. The government charged Aviv with defrauding General Electric Capital on his small contract. When he claimed to interview several people on a factoring trip to the Caribbean, that they said he never really interviewed. But at the trial in 1995 in the Southern District of New York, Aviv produced records showing that he had in fact conducted the interviews, and it took the jury just 90 minutes to acquit Aviv. Now, this is interesting. After the verdict, the presiding district judge, Lewis Stanton, wondered aloud in the courtroom why the FBI had gone out of its way to prosecute Aviv, given that the alleged victim, GE Capital, had filed no complaint. In fact, GE representatives testified at the trial that they'd been entirely satisfied with Aviv's work. Judge Stanton also pointed out that the fraud charges resulted from an investigation by two FBI agents who were, in fact, working on aspects of the Lockerbie case. The judge said those circumstances had led him to infer that the fraud charges against Aviv were generated from some other source, and the only source in the record so far would have been related to the Lockerbie case. Now, isn't that very interesting? The government took upon themselves to try to prosecute a person on behalf of a corporation which wasn't even complaining about him.
Obviously, so they wanted to discredit him, and it's a standard method. You know, if you don't like what people are saying, why, you do everything you can to demonize them, to discredit them, to get their name in the paper. You call them, you know, charlatans and frauds, and in this for the money. And this is what people tend to remember, and they never remember when they're acquitted. But I think what we really need to do is let people understand, unfortunately, we can no longer trust our Federal Bureau of Investigation because it's being used for political purposes rather than looking for the truth.
Well, you know, given this background that I've taken the time to review, I'm inclined to believe that Aviv does have Israeli connections, but that he is still a self-promoter. I don't think he's fronting for Agent Provocateur's planning the next terror attack. But, however, his Israeli context may, in fact, have got wind of such an attack under relaying it to him. Aviv's latest book tries to prepare Americans for this logical, normal type of random terrorist, small terrorist attacks, which the government has no interest in warning the people against. They want America dependent on FEMA and the government control agenda that inevitably follows the heavy-handed reactions of government agencies on terrorist attacks or disasters like Katrina. Now, the point I want to make is that if Aviv's predictions of numerous small terror attacks come true, it will not be because government isn't steering terrorism to its own conflict creation purposes, because it does. But they're becoming more sensitive to the criticism, such as mine and other experts, that you can't understand why, with open borders, we aren't having small acts of normal terrorism, shopping malls or at airports. You know, it's the simplest thing to bring a piece of luggage to the airport and drop it off at the curbside check-in where there isn't a scanning machine and have the thing blow up. It's the easiest thing in the world to put some explosives in a car bomb and drive it to a mall and explode it there. And so, nevertheless, I doubt, frankly, the government will okay these kinds of terrorist attacks. And the reason I say that is, you know, it may well be that Aviv, being in the private business of warning people about terrorism, is using his Israeli experience. He's a dual citizen, U.S. and Israel. And he knows that something strange in America, that with open borders, he's probably safe in predicting these kinds of terrorist events. But this would go against the closing of the borders agenda that the U.S. has. They don't want the borders closed, and it would cause that to happen.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen, right here at Genesis.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Is this true? Well, I certainly think that the administration needs some incident here or in the Middle East to justify a military attack on Iran. I think that they need terrorism here or disruption of our society to justify the implementation of the military dictatorship they planned when they repealed the Passing Comitatus Act and set up the executive orders and presidential directives that will allow a dictatorship here in the United States. We know what they're planning, and I think that the series of terrorist attacks, whether real or staged, would certainly play right into the administration's hands. What are your thoughts, Joel?
Well, I think it depends on the type of terrorist attack, and that's what we're discussing in this story. Aviv is predicting the kind of numerous small terrorist attacks that I've been saying is a harbinger of the fact that we don't have real terrorism. In other words, if we did have real independent terrorism, not controlled by government, they would be doing these cheap, easy cross-border attacks, which are hard to find. They could be living here and getting ready to put a bomb any time. It's cheap. It's easy. The big question of why haven't they done it now? It's been years after 9/11. The reason I'm doubting whether or not what Aviv is saying is true is specifically because if the government wanted to allow normal terrorism to occur to defuse the kind of criticism I've been making, that this is a sign that there's no real terrorism, that it's all contrived, they would run the risk, if they pulled off a series of rural, easy-to-do terrorist attacks, that the American people would demand that the borders get closed, and they don't want that. So you see, they would be at cross purposes to a larger agenda, which is this multicultural agenda, flooding the nation with another culture so that you, diminish its conservative electoral culture that we have, and also provide for future conflict through multiculturalism and the socialism upon which it feeds. A related story to this, of course, is the courts just overturning a local jurisdiction which wanted to start penalizing people who deal with illegal aliens, rent homes to them, or give them jobs. It's always the courts that overturn the people's desire to stop illegal aliens from having these benefits that the courts have decreed. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that an illegal alien has a child, it gets to be an American citizen. It had no such intent when it talked about natural-born citizens here being of the illegal aliens. They meant natural-born citizens, people who were already citizens of this country. And, of course, when California passed several pieces of public initiative taking away benefits from illegal aliens for public schools and for health care, the Supreme Court of California is the one that overturned it. And I think there's an agenda there to make sure that we are subject to this kind of destabilizing factor in the country. So, in short, I'm very doubtful that, in fact, this normal type of terrorism will occur. I am not doubtful, however, that a terrorist attack will occur soon. I agree with you that, in fact, the neocons are seeing skepticism in the American public, and they want some type of high-profile attack. So I'm betting that there's going to be another high-profile attack, not a series of smaller attacks. But it could happen either way. It depends on the downside. If they're willing to take the downside of the public outcry calling for a closing of the border, should they have multiple attacks that are coordinated. Now, in contrast, let's look at John Patrick Quirk's latest predictions on terror. Interesting enough, as a shill for the American government, and I'll show you by his predictions that he could only get these sources from American sources. Everything that he says about terrorism is related to Iran as the boogeyman. This is the Bush administration's official line that over the last 5 years, the Iranians have created the following defensive strategy. One, they're accelerating the development of, he says, maybe up to 5 nuclear bombs, coupled with a deployment strategy of missile technology gained from Pakistan, China, and North Korea. These missiles are now capable of being equipped with nuclear missiles that could hit Israel, London, and most of the Seventh Fleet targets. Those are American ships out in the Persian Gulf. Now, while I'm convinced that this is Iran's intent to build nuclear weapons, there's no evidence that they're even close to that right now. Number two, he says, Iran has fully trained and equipped terrorists established in the USA, Venezuela, Mexico, and probably Canada. Now, there's no way Quirk could know this. He's simply parroting information from his government sources. We have no credible evidence that there are terrorist cells created and fully equipped by Iran in Venezuela, Mexico, and Canada. I believe they, if they do exist, they're known to the U.S. and will be allowed to carry out attacks so as to justify a U.S. air war on Iran. He then claims these operatives have weapons of mass destruction. Now, this is pure speculation or disinformation. I don't believe the U.S. or Russia has ever lost control of any suitcase nukes, nor do they intend to let terrorists under their control use them, especially because this would cause panic within the U.S. The public would start demanding preparation against nuclear effects, and that's something our government doesn't want. They have never promoted self-preparation for nuclear war, not in FEMA's plans. They want people to be hostage to these great terrible events that will be under more control. Number three, he says they will strike at targets within Europe. The French government of Chirac under 2003 made the mistake of issuing over 5,000
California 95073, $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California 95073, or call 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I should say at the Genesis Network, and we certainly do live in exciting times. Before we go on, I'd like Joel to get out his web page so that you can contact him, so that you'll be able to get a copy of the World Affairs Brief, which comes out every Thursday or Friday, and which I read on a regular basis, and I encourage people to read, because he gives a very insightful summary of some of the major events of the week. Joel, how can people get in touch with you and get a free copy of the World Affairs Brief?
They can go to my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com, all written as one word, worldaffairsbrief.com. On the front page showcases the current issue of the World Affairs Brief. It does come out every Friday. I do a news analysis of the news as we're doing here on this show. And it tells you right on the front page how you can get a sample copy of World Affairs Brief. There is a subscription. This is a subscription service for people, and it is my primary means of support. But people can get a one-time free sample by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And lots of other free things on the website. You do have a rundown from my researchers of all of the top stories in the news, and as well as many of the archival stories stories that I've written so that you can get samples of my work on the right-hand side, on the left-hand side. It also showcases some of the books that I've written. My two top sellers are Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, and The Secure Home, a 700-page book on everything from A to Z on how to prepare for difficult times that I project are coming.
All right, very good. We'll go right ahead then.
Apparently I talked over into the ad section of the broadcast, so I don't know where I cut off, but I said that his third prediction is the terrorists will begin to strike targets within Europe. He's criticizing the Chirac government for issuing over 5,000 visas for Iranian students to come to France. France was trying to placate its own Islamic community and ingratiate itself to oil-rich Iran, he says. Many of these Iranian students obtained fresh French passports and then migrated to Canada, Venezuela, and to the U.S. You know, as hardly anyone has ever migrated to Venezuela from France to Iran, and more to Canada only because it's more difficult to get into the U.S. But he's trying to justify his assertion that there are Iranian cells built up in the U.S., Venezuela, Mexico, and Canada. Once again, he's falling into the trap of promoting Iran as the primary link to terrorism around the world. There's no way you can get this from private intelligence. You can only get this from the disinformation that's coming out of American sources. Furthermore, Quirk says, Iran is also not interested in using oil as a weapon. Well, they may not be interested in using oil as a weapon. The U.S. certainly is interested in using. He claims they know the U.S. has many new sources of oil, huge reserves, and that the U.S. believes a one-week attack against Iranian nuclear targets would not significantly impact the world's oil economy. That's just baloney. In fact, any attack on Iran will have a ripple effect on oil prices. I expect oil prices to go to at least $5 a gallon as soon as Iran is attacked. He says that American diplomats have assured the European Union, China, Japan, and Russia that a war with Iran or an attack on Iran would be over in a week or less. Now, this is another tidbit of intelligence Quirk could not possess, that is, who the United States has secretly given assurances to without insider access. This makes him a potential source of government disinformation. I will say here that there are people who promote the government point of view who have come out of government. His website does financial research based upon his working in the federal government and his other people. And they tend to maintain these sources within the federal government, and so they become very, very susceptible to this kind of disinformation. Having the pride of having access to people in government, they tend to think they're on the inside. So they may be well-meaning, but they certainly are ignorant of the fact that all leaks by government sources are controlled. And the true leakers who are whistleblowers, they get shut down. But anyone who leaks constantly outside of government is permitted to do so, and the government knows that they're doing it.
Go right ahead.
So I'm just saying that Iran is the major target. I'm more and more convinced that this is coming, and it's just a matter of working out how they're going to justify this war. But certainly, as I've covered in this week's brief, the new arms for Arabs and Israel seems to be arming a coalition against Iran. Just 25 months after Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice denounced 60 years of U.S. support for authoritarian governments in the Arab world, she and the Pentagon Chief Robert Gates are on their way to the Middle East bearing billions of dollars of arms to all of the totalitarian Sunni regimes in the world. And I think this is the $33 billion worth of new weaponry for Egypt, Jordan, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the Gulf states. This is clearly an effort to boost the, quote, forces of moderation in support for a broader strategy to counter the negative influences of Hezbollah, Syria, and Iran, according to Condoleezza Rice. So while the trip is officially billed as a new diplomatic push for an eventual two-state solution in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, I don't think there's a chance in hell that any such two-state solution is going to be agreed upon unless it's as a harbinger for war. I'm I do believe the Palestinian state solution is meant only to be a safe haven for terrorism to continue to foment conflict within the Middle East, and it will never lead to peace. So under the Arms for Allies plan, the U.S. would provide $13 billion in dollars in aid over 10 years to Israel. State Department officials said Saudi Arabia and its allies in the Gulf Cooperation Council will be encouraged to buy. This is part of the quid pro quo, buying oil at high prices from Saudi Arabia. They agree to give the money back in arms sales. So $20 billion of arms for Saudi Arabia, including satellite guided weapons, missile defenses, and upgrades for its U.S.-made fighter jets over the same period that they're giving to Israel. Now, the Israeli lobby in the U.S., of course, is trying to pare down the amount of arms going to Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan. But Prime Minister Ehud signaled his approval of the deal, saying, in particular, that the importance of an Arab-Israeli coalition against Tehran overrides any concerns that Israel has for these weapons going to moderate Arab states. So as we can see, Olmert clearly is in on the big picture. He knows that the U.S. is trying to buy cooperation from these other states into attacking Iran. Now, I don't believe that the Sunni states are going to be involved in the attack, but they're certainly going to be involved in allowing American troops and aircraft to base their operations out of these states. Even William M. Arkin, you know, semi-pro-government individual writing for the LA Times, denigrated the concerns of the Israeli lobby. He says these arguments are, well, so much old war stuff. There isn't one weapon in the package that will enhance American interest or security, or Saudi security for that matter. And there certainly isn't one that threatens Israel. The real threat is the army of contractors and U.S. service members that will go to Saudi Arabia to support the deal. They will fuel more Arab anger and more terrorism. But he says Israel needn't worry. The Saudi military is even less dangerous than the gang who couldn't shoot straight. After gazillions in arms sales during the heyday of oil when Iraq invaded Kuwait, Saudi Arabia demonstrated that it was not capable, even with advanced American military, of defending its country. You remember the U.S. had to go in and play like they were supporting Saudi Arabia from the nasty Saddam Hussein. When Desert Storm unfolded in 1991, the Saudi military was well shielded behind the American armed forces. Saudi ground forces were given a sector to operate in where they couldn't get in the way and weren't at risk. And through terrorist attacks in the middle 1990s and the rise of terrorism, the Saudi military proved totally unable to protect itself, let alone the country. So he says, and I'm quoting from Arkin here, it's not just incompetence when it comes to the Saudi military. The Saudi monarchy has methodically focused its military on pomp and equipment and spiffy uniforms, ensuring that it not acquire any real offensive capability or the ability to operate as a coherent force. It does not want a competent, independent military contemplating a coup. These toys are really for the battalions of princes to play with. I thought that was quite humorous.
Well, what I really see us doing, is preparing the Sunnis and Saudis and all the others, you know, to participate in this war. And, of course, my concern is that you go back to 1979, of course, it was the CIA that toppled the Shah and brought the mullahs to power. So it appears that we've really creating both sides here. And you mentioned earlier that, you know, when they had this downing of the Pan Am 103, there seemed to be some sort of relationship between American intelligence and the Iranian intelligence. Did I understand that correctly, that Iranian intelligence was involved in this operation to bring down Pan Am 103?
That's what Aziz said, but this was, you know, many years ago,
right,
before Iran was to be targeted. But yes, you know, of course, the negotiations were going on with Iranian hotheads, you know, who had been holding American hostages earlier as well. And this shows that negotiations with Iranians and relationships between our intelligence services was still going on even after the so-called release of the hostages. In any case, what's very interesting about all of this is that it seems like the globalists are busy playing games with these other Arabs, playing like they're part of our moderate team that's going to help stabilize the Middle East. But, you know, I expressed real trepidation about the phony giving up of military power of Libya and playing up to the West, and how they were getting taken off the terrorist list and being given, promises of future support. Well, that support's starting to come. The new French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, is a known pro-American, pro-Israel neoconservative. He last week urged the West to trust Arab nations with nuclear technology, and he's agreed to help Libya build a nuclear-powered desalination plant. The question is, what's the potential payoff to America for this unexpected largesse in weapons? You know, you get technology or nuclear technology going to India and now to Libya, and yet Iran is supposedly such a pariah that it can't be trusted with nuclear technology. So there's a lot more going on behind the scenes that doesn't meet the eye.
Well, I really think this whole thing, as far as Iran's nuclear development, is really a justification to go to war with Iran, because certainly we want to go to war with Iran, who maybe someday be able to make nuclear weapons, and yet we're not going to do anything about North Korea, which we're told already has nuclear weapons. Doesn't quite make sense.
That's right. We've placated North Korea. You know, in my general theory, I believe that these are future trigger event countries that are being preserved for triggers for starting World War III. I think North Korea certainly is that trigger, one of those trigger countries. I think that the Iran war will not branch out or expand into a world war, but I think it will potentially introduce tactical nuclear weapons so as to let the genie out of the bottle that will justify China and Russia also using nuclear weapons someday against the United States if they get used against Iran. Once again, I don't believe there's going to be a ground attack into Iran. I think they're simply going to bomb the hell out of them and cause their nation to collapse and to be able to bring that pool of oil into the globalist control system. We certainly do want to tie up that oil in the event of a future war with Russia and China, who desperately need oil, or at least China does. Russia has got plenty of oil in its surrounding states and is using that oil money to build huge weapons of stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction.
But you know, the thing that bothers me, Joel, is once you start a war like this coming war with Iran, and you think it's only going to last 6 days and then we can of course just pack up our bags and come home, I mean, the people have forgotten that, you know, it was during the Boer War why the slogan in England was, our boys will be home by Christmas. And during the Korean War, I can remember them saying, our boys will be home by Christmas. And I can remember that Bill Clinton talking about Bosnia and the American forces stationed there, our boys will be home by November. But they never mentioned which December and which November, which Christmas they were going to be home by. And, you know, once we start a war, you never know how that war is going to progress or end.
Well, there's certainly a very real possibility, Dr. Stan, that this attack on Iran could precipitate a much wider Middle East war. The Arab states, including the so-called moderate Arab states, are building weapons to eventually attack attack Israel. And so I'm looking for the possibility that this could become the long-awaited attack of Arab nations on Israel. And I don't think they'll win this this war, but certainly it will be a much more damaging war than we've ever seen in the Middle East so far.
Yeah, well,
a lot of those nations that have huge stockpiles of missiles, including Syria and Egypt, and even though Israel has an anti-ballistic missile system, it certainly couldn't handle a salvo of a lot of missiles at one time.
And especially if any of them had chemical or biological weapons on them, because they've taken the gas masks away from at least half the Israeli citizens, and certainly the shelters are totally inadequate there, and you wonder why they take the gas masks away from Israeli citizens. I thought it was the purpose of government to protect the people.
Well, you know, that's interesting. The United States doesn't want anyone prepared for nuclear, biological, chemical war. They want people dependent on FEMA. And this is the thing that drives people, is this Hegelian conflict of where you create conflict by creating wars. You drive then people in a reaction to that war into areas or decisions which they would not otherwise make. You know, even Pakistan was interested. I had told the story once where I had a group of Pakistani businessmen who came, consulted with me here in the United States, wanting to get plans and designs to have prefabricated shelters and the time that I was doing architecture in that room, prefabricated shelters for Pakistanis to protect against potential strikes by missiles from India. And when they finally, the government got a hold of it, they nixed the project and said, you cannot, we will not tolerate or permit anyone to build shelters against nuclear weapons here in Pakistan. And he asked, why would any government prohibit a private initiative from doing this? And it's clear they do not want their people defended, and it's because they want them held hostage to these great crimes to drive them into whatever agendas that they're having, and I believe the agendas are globalist.
Well, when next time we have a terrorist attack, I suggest you get on the phone to FEMA and ask them how they're going to protect us. And certainly they're not going to protect us. In fact, they've got all these people in trailers that are exuding formaldehyde, and many of these people have become deathly ill and died from the trailers provided by FEMA. How could you do such a poor job? Unintentionally. Joel, it's always a pleasure having you with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, tomorrow morning. We'll look forward to tomorrow morning. God bless.
All right.
Bye-bye.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
JOS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective No-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do look to our listeners to help us. As you know, we have almost 60 outlets every week of one sort or another. Some of them are satellite, some of them are internet, some of them are radio, some of them are shortwave, but believe me, it's an expensive proposition. So if you agree that there's a problem, if you agree with me that we're really involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, and that there really is another dimension and there really are demonic forces in the world, then we hope many of you will decide you're going to join the Radio Liberty family and help us if you can. If not, you can go up on our website and pull down our newsletters there for nothing, and you can watch a lot of our DVDs and videos for nothing, and you can certainly go ahead and listen to our radio programs. We post them there. We don't charge because we want to get the information out. So certainly our website is radioliberty.com. Now, what you really need to do, of course, is to get my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the DVD, and you're welcome to copy these as long as you don't make a profit. My latest talk on the forbidden secret, and that comes with a syllabus, and it will explain to you about the angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. The phrase that the president used twice in his first inaugural address, or what he meant, of course, when he talked in his second inaugural address about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient plan that is meant to be fulfilled. What's the ancient plan? Well, there is an ancient plan. That's why you need to see the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. It's an award-winning documentary put out by our good friend Chris Pinto. And then the second of the series, Riddles in Stone. That's Riddles in Stone. And there, of course, you'll hear many of the leading Masons defending why they use the term for the devil in the name of their God. And then, of course, you'll want to see Chris Pinto's DVD, a talk that he gave here called The Atlantis Connection. You'll want to see the DVD of Constance Cumby, The Emergence, which we have here. We have so much great information. You'll want to see my new DVD, or I should say an older DVD, but we've just made it, taken from the video, called None Dare Call It Genocide. And, of course, we answer the question, where did the HIV virus come from? And is there a plan for mass world depopulation? And then, of course, we have a much longer film on that subject, Planned Population Reduction. We have, of course, the talk on population control, a 4-tape set on population control that we recommend very strongly. Dr. David Abe's video, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. And when you get that DVD, well, you'll get a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documentation on the toxic effects of mercury. They know they're destroying the minds of our children and children throughout the world. And they know they're destroying the minds of our elderly and bringing on Alzheimer's disease. And they're doing it anyway, and you have to ask why. Why? Because they're evil, ladies and gentlemen. Until you understand that there really are evil people, and many of them are working through secret societies at the highest levels of our government. And let me suggest that we are offering that DVD. It's called Sheltering in Place. That's Sheltering in Place. And so in case of chemical, biological, or nuclear attack, you'll at least have some idea what to do. We're certainly suggesting everybody lay in a supply of emergency food. If you'd like an emergency food catalog, we'll get you one, but don't just sit on it. Make a decision to do something now. Get your water filters, get your water barrels, get your water pumps, get your grinders, get the things you need for the coming crisis, because I believe there is going to be one. But begin preparing yourself spiritually, because none of us are going to survive what lies ahead without a personal relationship with our Lord.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You're listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, this afternoon, the views of Dr. Eugene Naret, and we're going to be talking about his book, World War III, The War Against the Jews. So I think you'll find this a fascinating discussion. Dr. Naret actually got his PhD from Columbia University. He's taught at the graduate level. He has written certainly this excellent book, and he's been on many, many radio programs and teaching and lecture series, but we've talked to him before, and we just think this book is a very important book. Thank you for being with us, Dr. Naret.
My pleasure, Stan. Good to be with you.
Well, of course, the basic theme, of course, is that we are moving into World War III, which we certainly agree with you on, and this war, in many respects, is going to be used in an effort to destroy the Jewish nation. Would that be a fair appraisal of what's going on?
Yes, I think all the evidence from the last 87 years points in that direction, and especially, you know, in the last three decades or so.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the thing is that there are a lot of people who have a very, very strong views that somehow that the Jews are responsible for all the problems we have today. How do you respond to these people who have this fixed idea that it's the Jews are manipulating everything going on in Washington, D.C., when so much of what we're doing, for instance, the recent agreement on the part of our administration to supply between 40 and 60 $1 billion worth of equipment to Jordan, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia, military equipment that could just as readily be used against the Jewish nation as, of course, against Iran. Why would we be doing everything we could to arm Israel's enemies if the Zionists are controlling Washington, D.C.?
Yes, precisely, and even more pointedly, Stan, the purposes of all the land for peace processes, as they've been called since June 1967, after Israel's truncated military victory, like all its military victories get short-circuited, the whole object of them has been to prevent Jews from living anywhere in the heartland of ancient Israel, which happens to contain all of the holiest sites of Judaism. So it's a war on Judaism, not just on the Jews who happen to live in the part of the land of Israel that is currently a partly sovereign Jewish state. And, you know, even more pointedly, so we have learned over the last decades in the Western world, and America certainly, that segregation or ethnic cleansing are the worst of all social, moral, and political crimes a person, community, or a state can be guilty of. In fact, we made them a casus belli in the Balkans in the 1990s under a democratic administration.
Well, Chris, my concern is that I can see a great war coming both to the Near East and to the Middle East, And I really fear for the survival of Israel, because, of course, there's no way that the land of Israel, a small little nation, would be able to accept a barrage of 10,000 or 20,000 of sophisticated rockets coming from Syria and from Hamas and Hezbollah. And yet, of course, Iran and indirectly the Soviet Union and China are arming those nations, which are set for a war with Israel. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Nareff as we talk about the coming war against the Jews. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Nareff was just pointing out that Jews are not allowed to live in Jordan today. They're just not allowed there. To any other racial group that was forbidden to live in the land, there'd be a great outcry, ethnic cleansing. People would yell and scream. But when it is directed against the Jews, where we have a sort of a two-faced policy, and it's all right for Jordan to exclude Jews and for many other nations to exclude Jews, or to make them inferior in a position, but certainly we don't say anything at all about Jordan or the other nations doing that, as long as it's just the Jews that are being dealt with. So go ahead, pick up the story there.
Precisely, Stan. So if it really was, to the extent that there are some Jews in the power structures, the financial, diplomatic, corporate power structures that are pushing the nations and peoples of the world towards a world government and a new pyramid model of society, which is an Egyptian model, a slave state, not the Israeli, the opposite of the Israeli model of ordered liberty and genuine freedom, then those Jews obviously are enemies of the Jewish people, especially in the land of Israel. They hate, for whatever reasons, and despise the Jewish people, just like their Gentile fellow travelers who far, far outnumber them do. So that really ought to put to bed, you know, the plain facts on the surface in plain view ought to put to bed the idea that world politics are being run by a bunch of Jews, or at least, you know, so-called Zionist Jews, Jews that care about Jews having sovereignty even in their own very medium-sized nation, you know, at its fullest boundaries.
And certainly Henry Kissinger has not necessarily been a friend of the State of Israel at all. We have to ask ourselves, why, what energizes Henry Kissinger, and why have they negotiated something like the Oslo Accord, which has forced the Jews to withdraw from so much of the land that they conquered, you know, after the 1967 war? And the question is, why are there people, and it's many of them Jewish, within the highest echelons of the power structure of the United States who seem to be so anti-Semitic? But
well,
go ahead.
I don't know if I'd say so many. You know, Jews are overrepresented in a lot of professions, you know, for reasons you can talk about. Maybe, you know, on the most simplest level, you have to try a little bit harder or a lot harder when people are trying to hold you down or get rid of you in one way or another. And like only too many people in the world, you know, power and money are very attractive to many people, and especially to the worst kinds of people. And those are the kinds of people of any background that you will find in the upper echelons of our diplomatic, intelligent establishment, as you know. You know, and they are all. The State Department is notorious for its hostility towards Israel, towards its duplicity towards the Jews of Israel, which is in the process of being broken down, divided up, precisely as the book of Joel says, is, you know, one of the two things that God will never forgive, even that which cannot be atoned for, being broken down, divided up, so it can be absorbed into this new Middle East. What Roundtable editor John Dove described as far back as 1919 as an Arab federation with its front door on the Mediterranean.
Well, of course,
this is the English and later, and now for a long time, the Anglo-American project, complicated by the Russians with their own agenda, and the German-dominated Europe with its own financial and now military interests. After all, it's European troops and naval forces that are now in the southern portion of the artificial state of Lebanon and off the northern waters of Israel.
Well, of course, you know, of course, everybody points to all the money the United States is giving to Israel, but they never complain about the money, the billions of dollars we've given to Egypt, you know, almost an equal amount over the last 10, 20 years.
And, exactly.
And, of course, you know, they complain about the weapons we give to Israel, but never the weapons we give to Egypt and to Saudi Arabia and to Jordan. And of course, the fact we've transferred so much technology to Russia and China, who transferred it to Iran, which has transferred it to Syria. Hamas and Hezbollah, which are confronting Israel today, and I think will very soon, I fear very soon, there will be a war in the Middle East that will have devastating effect on the Israeli people.
It certainly could, Stan. And, you know, it's an open secret, if you could even call it an open secret, as opposed to, it's almost common knowledge that the Syrians intend to attack, supported by Iran. You know, it was expected for late summer, end of August or September, and now they say, well, it's expected probably in the latter part of November. But, you know, this is in the papers. It's that plain view, and it's not pushed. It's not a line that's being pushed by the editorial boards. The military intelligence is talking about this, and the fact we can never know unless we're really on the inside how much of this is meant to distract or deflect us as opposed to just creating pressure, to creating terror. You know, this is all just like arming Egypt with amounts of money equal to the money sort of given to Israel, but actually spent in America, Stan. You may know this, and perhaps some of your listeners do, that most of the so-called American aid that's given to Israel winds up, as much as 80 to 85% of it, winds up getting spent in Texas, New Mexico, and California in military labs and bases for technology, a lot of which winds up with the American army, and that the Israelis have to reacquire. Because the Americans often don't license it, even though most of it is developed by Israeli scientists and military technicians. So, you know, that's an important point. But about the aid, and of course, twice as much aid is given to Saudi Arabia as to given to Israel. And the Saudis are just there to fly it around and to make a show of, I'm not sure what, to have it there. That we, under Clinton, we, of course, we armed China. China gave arms to North Korea. North Korea sends their missiles to Iran. Iran now has ICBMs, basically. So, but the key point, you know, that goes beyond all of these discernible and researchable facts, is that these kind of reports, even if the Syrians and Iranians don't really intend to launch an offensive to initiate a war on Israel, it serves the purposes of terror. It creates terror. It's very much like, it's an epitome of the war on terror in general, because it creates this feeling of impending catastrophe, which must be averted, our experts tell us and all the major media tell us, by compromises and confidence-building measures across the board, so we can appease the aggrieved and potential aggressor states. And of course, the primary way to do that is always by unilateral Israeli concessions, by freeing more terrorists, by not having roadblocks so that more buses will be blown up. And then again, that produces yet another round of unilateral concessions, very much the way the United Nations tries to deal with America in its vis-a-vis its own enemies in the world.
But Dr. Navrat, of course, recently we've seen Olmert release something like 250 Palestinian terrorists. I mean, these are violent terrorists that they've arrested. Many of them are guilty of terrible and violent crimes and murder. And Olmert is releasing these without getting anything in return, not even the return of the captured Israeli soldiers. In fact, it was just a few years ago when they released 405 or 450 Palestinian terrorists. And, of course, in return, they got the bodies of three dead Israeli soldiers. Now, logic would tell me, and you don't have to be very smart, to figure out that there's something else going on. Logical people do not do this sort of thing. And now I hear that Olmert is considering releasing even more in the way of Palestinian terrorists. And many of these people will return to the ranks of the Palestinian,
Already have.
All right. I know they have, but... So, I mean, this doesn't make sense. Why would Olmert be betraying the Jews just as much as Henry Kissinger is?
Yes, it doesn't make sense if you assume that because he's Jewish and leading the state, he has the interests of the Jewish citizens of the state at heart.
That, of course, is the obvious answer, that he must be serving some other master or have another goal.
Of course, he is, and most of the, wherever you go in the Israeli courts, which have a multicultural agenda very similar to, but clearly more inflammatory, than one than the courts in America do. The Israeli courts, Israeli academia, the Israeli media. Of course, it's a small country. It's controlled by a few people who themselves are, I don't know whether to say allied with or controlled by foreign powers that have a lot more money and pressure to bring to bear than anyone within Israel can bring to bear if they cut themselves off from their tie to the Creator, which most of the ruling echelons do. Ehud Olmert and all of their real constituency is in Washington, London, Brussels, and Moscow.
And I think
then it makes sense.
I think your remark, those people who've cut themselves off from their creator. And this is really, of course, from our point of view, and I'm glad to hear it's from your point of view. It's a spiritual battle, and those who believe in God are going to have one position. Those, of course, who have no faith in God, or perhaps even hate the God of the Bible, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and it's the same God that the Christians worship, seem to have a different agenda, especially at this time, as the war against the Jews wages on. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms? You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct the posture to relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. That's spelled SACROWEDGY.com or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
For more information, visit garlic, the number 4, yourheart.com, or click on the banner at gcnlive.com, or call Amy personally at 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711.
Left off, we'll be right back. We Well, this is Dr. Eugene Naret is here, and we're talking about his book, The War Against the Jews, World War III, The War Against the Jews, and just talking about internal Jewish politics, that battle within Judaism between the secular Jew and the religious Jew, and this is a real divide. I mean, when we speak of Jews, we say Jews, you know, as if they're sort of all one people. Well, it's like the United States. We're not all one people. I mean, we have all sorts of factions. We have people who believe in socialism. We have people who oppose socialism. We have people who are deeply religious. People who are not religious. And the one thing you would hope that would bond us all together is a common belief in the Constitution. And that doesn't even still hold at all any more than in Israel today. A belief in maintaining the land of Israel being the primary thing that binds the people together. So you pick up there, Dr. Naret, because I think it's so important people to understand the divisions that exist within the Israeli people today that really are responsible for so many of the problems over there, and I fear are going to do very, very, that Israel will do very, very poorly when the war comes, because you needed a nation that is united, and Israel's going into a war, as both you and I fear, in the next few months, that you need a United Nations of the United Nation if you hope to survive. Go ahead.
Yes, there's the justification. That's the scenario that's being set up, Stan. And you made a couple of very, very important basic points that I'll come back to in a moment. But there is the scenario, the kind of Hegelian scenario that's being set up. Israel, the great powers have made sure through their military blackmail and economic financial blackmail and their agents of many kinds, it would take many shows to get into that, that Israel has a government of unilateral surrender, an anti-Jewish government in very many ways, and that a government that will not be able to fight a war successfully, that does not intend to fight a war, just like we saw in plain view 1 year ago with Hezbollah's rocket attacks on Israel, and the way Israel watched Hezbollah, literally, they watched. The chief of military intelligence announced this 2 days into the war. He said, we watched them building up this infrastructure of bunkers and missiles for 6 years, but because, I'm quoting now, because of agreements, political agreements with the international community, it was decided to let them strike first. Because of political agreements with the international community, it was decided to allow them to strike first. And that's just what happened, and now we're seeing a repeat of the same sad tune. That Israel has got a clique of leaders that are committed to defeat, that are against the Jewish people and against the constitution of the Jewish people, which is the five books of Moses, as elaborated by learned commentators over many centuries, which would lead to policies radically different than the policies today in very, very sensible and practical sense. So a situation is being created in which there will be a crisis of some magnitude. It will be proclaimed and even demonstrated because Israel will not mobilize to win. It will not fight to win. Remember, victory has been put off the table. Why doesn't Israel carpet bomb the Gaza Strip, as it's called, now that Hamas has taken over completely and Hamas is still, at least officially, on the list of terrorist groups of the U.S. State Department? That's a hard list to get on. You know, you've really got to be serious homicidal cutthroats, genocidal cutthroats to get on that list. So carpet bomb it and then send in the IDF and scrape them out, you know, with tank corps and the giant bulldozers. No, we can't do it. Why not? Because America doesn't agree. Israel is not a sovereign state. I'll give you one brief epitome of how anti-Jewish the ruling establishment is, something that's very similar to what's happening in America. America that was set up as a non-denominational, a Christian state with tolerance for all Western religions anyway, certainly for Jews, which made it a unique state, a unique nation in the history of the world. America is unique for that reason alone and for a lot of other reasons too, including its constitution, which I'll get back to in a moment. Because it's a nation created by a constitution and by fealty to a constitution, just the way Israel's integrity as a nation was created by the constitution, also known, better known as the five books of Moses.
Okay, fine. Well, we're going to have to take a quick break here. And, of course, our guest is today is Dr. Eugene Durant. His book, World War III, The War Against the Jews, and of course, the outlook for the survival of Israel, unless there is divine intervention. I certainly, it's really very bleak if you look at this thing from a purely political and geopolitical situation. I believe there's no way that Israel can survive the coming war.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Eugene Narrett, and we're going to be in just a moment where we're going to have him get his website and let you know how you'll get copies of his book. But Dr. Narrett was saying something very, very important, and that is that, you know, that Netanyahu, and most Americans look upon Netanyahu as a great Jewish patriot. He's intelligent, he's articulate, he's very handsome. He is running for the leadership of the Likud party, and he may well be the next prime minister of Israel. But when he was the prime minister before, he gave away the city of Hebron. Now, of all the cities in Israel, other than perhaps Jerusalem, certainly Jerusalem would be the most significant city, but Hebron actually has, this is where the patriarchs are buried. This is where they lived, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the last city you'd want to give away would be Hebron, unless you were going to give away Israel. That would be the ultimate last one. And the question is...
Exactly.
Go ahead. First of all, I'd like you to tell our listeners where they can get your book and where they can get your website.
Yes. My website is www.israelendtimes.com.
Okay.
That's Israel End Times, no dots or spaces, spelled out one word, .com. There is a books page there where you can see the four books I've written on the history of ancient and modern Israel and modern geopolitics, and many, many essays, and a page to book lectures, because I do lecture on the matters in my book, how Israel's history fits into modern geopolitics, which certainly affects us very much. And the book we're talking about tonight, my most recent one, the full title is, I know, of great interest and pertinence to all the listeners of this website, World War III, The War on the Jews, and the Rise of the World Security State. Because at least the 20th century part of the War on the Jews is made to be, and has certainly been made into becoming and being, an essential method for creating the terror and a constant crisis and attrition, which will be one of the main, if not the main, rationales for putting in place a world security state. This is why Israel is not allowed to complete its victories and to establish genuine peace, which is the supposed objective of our leaders, West and East. So to complete that thought, in 1997, under the intense arm twisting of the Clinton administration's minions, Benjamin Netanyahu gave away, that is, he withdrew the IDF presence from 80% of the city of the patriarchs, the city of Hebron, which is also the city in which David first ruled as king. David was from Judea, and he first ruled as king. You can find this in the end of the first book of Samuel, for 7.5 years before he went up to Jerusalem as king of the United Kingdom of Israel. But anyway, he gave away 80%. Jews were then forbidden to live in the 80% of Israel. But more, not only that, they were not even allowed to live fully, to build, settle, develop, whatever, to move about in the 20% that was left to them as a de facto ghetto. They were confined to about 20% of the 20%, to about 5% of the entire city, which is the most ancient Jewish city in the world, and which was nothing until the Jewish people made it into a city. Okay, in the middle, in the right opposite, I mean, we would say basically right across the street from the massive fortifications that were initially built by Herod over the ground where the caves of the patriarchs and matriarchs are buried, is a small area known as the marketplace. This is inside the 20% of Hebron that was left to the Jews by the Y Accords in 97. Now, a group of Jewish families made themselves apartments. They furnished them, they built them, and they lived in these very simple apartments, about 8 apartments in the marketplace that had just been abandoned tin buildings. Okay? They were dragged out about 1.5 years ago with the promise that they would be allowed to go back in after the government re-examined their title. This is one of many instances in which the government of the State of Israel treats Jews in Israel the same way that the British mandatory officials treated Jews in Israel between 1920 and 48. It kicked them out, never let them back in. Two families have subsequently moved back in since the waiting period of a few months they were promised has long since elapsed. And Ehud Barak, who withdrew the IDF from the southern Lebanon security zone 7 years ago, you may remember, precipitously, which allowed Hezbollah to build up its presence there, which Israel was ordered by its political agreements with the international community to just sit by and watch. Ehud Barak, the new defense minister, has ordered these two families to be dragged out yet again from their little apartment within the 20% of Hebron left, supposedly left to the Jewish people, and basically across the street from the tombs of the patriarchs and matriarchs. Now, I would not be the first person to suggest that this is not only punitive and horrific anti-Jewish racism, but that the fact that it's being done by a government of Israel certainly fulfills many, many descriptions of what it will be like in Israel at the end of days when Jewish courts and officials, or nominally Jewish politicians, courts and officials, will treat Jews with the same kind of injustice and even brutality that Gentiles do. And this is something, for example, that could not happen even in France or Poland, for the whatever, you know, few hundred Jews are left in Poland out of the 3.5 million that were there 60 years ago, much less America. But here it is happening in Hebron. So there, you know, there is, that's an example that testifies to what kind of clique or regime, client regime, you have ruling the poor Jewish people out of Jerusalem. It shows the results of the policies of Benjamin Netanyahu, the supposed right-wing nationalist leader, the leader of the right wing. We have the same kind of baloney in America with Giuliani and McCain and so on, year after year after year. And it shows also that an end-of-days scenario is being set up, which could be won, and stand, people of faith know it can be won, regardless of the rottenness of the regime. But Judaism teaches you not to rely on miracles. Yes, miracles will happen, and faith will be rewarded, but not necessarily, you know, not in our time, and not according to our understanding or our wishes or even our goodness, in God's time. Therefore, you can't rely on miracles, and you have to do what's right. We have, as a result of major power pressures and the desire to flee Judaism of the Jewish elites who the British have initially put in place to administer, to be their flunkies, to use plain American English, in mandatory Palestine in the 1920s and 30s, and to administer a quota system for Jewish immigration when the British were legally required to facilitate massive Jewish immigration and settlement of Jews throughout the entire British mandate. That was their legal charter under international law, which we hear so much about in recent decades. But they set up a quota system and then gave it to the same communist and socialist Jews to administer, that they never stopped bashing in their own mainstream media. So here we have the results, you know, what goes around comes around, the wheel comes full circle, and all those various forms of treachery and Jew hatred have come back to haunt us in the Land for Peace processes and in the insatiable development of global jihad in our own days.
And of course, I think what is so difficult for the average American to understand is that the leaders of Israel today are not pro-Israel. And we're talking about Olmert, we're talking about Perez, we're talking about Barak, we're talking about Netanyahu, and of course most Americans think that they must be patriotic Jews. Just as we're sure that the leaders of our political parties, Republicans and Democrats, must be loyal to America. But is it possible that they have a loyalty to something else? They have another agenda? And of course, it's because of what's happening in Israel that I think, and the leadership there, that Israel is in very, very serious straits today, that half of the Israelis facing a very real threat of a chemical and biological attack, yes, in the coming war. Half of them have no gas masks. And of course, the shelters which are there put in to protect them in case of a biological and chemical war, which could come literally overnight. They're totally unprepared to protect the Jewish people from that possibility. And none of this makes any logical sense if the leadership of Israel wants to preserve the Jews of Israel.
Exactly. Exactly. It doesn't. And I, for one, am different from most commentators who follow these things closely. because even from the so-called right-wing and nationalist commentators, because I watch this year after year, and I study it, its history decade after decade, and I say, well, look, these people, you know, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on you. We have the same used car being sold, not just every year, but several times every week, year after year, decade after decade. Our leaders may have made a mistake, maybe, okay, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt, the first few times, you know, and that take us up to the 1930s or 40s at the latest. But what's these people are not stupid. They're not that stupid. No one is that stupid who's able to brush their teeth or cook, you know, to chop up a carrot. So clearly they have an agenda that is a wicked, an evil agenda. They have a genocidal agenda. And as we know very well, they have an agenda to create a world security state whose peons, whose field beasts, have to serve their masters the way the people who put the blocks at the base of the pyramid have to serve their taskmasters, or else they'd be beaten and get thrown in to be used as mortar between the blocks. And, you know, by having the best way to create, or probably the best way to facilitate this global security state, is to support and encourage our our supposed enemies in this global conflict, jihadist states, because they are an instant crisis and crisis starters. They're never going to stop. Their creed is based on world subjugation. Their creed is based on killing all non-Muslims. You know, everybody else is an infidel, is a non-believer. And so you enable them, you encourage them, you let it be known by gifts of money, by gifts of weapon, by diplomatic apologetics, decade after decade, that in effect the Western elites are on their side. And it's the proverbial, you know, throwing meat to a shark, throwing bloody chunks of meat to a shark. The shark, instead of being appeased, follows the ship ever more closely. So this explains for me, you know, I try to be like Sherlock Holmes. I look at the evidence, I follow what's happening, I see what people say, and I watch what they do, and I try to see how the pieces assemble themselves in a puzzle. And over again, this is what I see them doing, and I hear them saying. They've been told the more you research, the more you learn that the plan, that, you know, British plans for a regionalized world system, for a world government, have been a major policy objective at least since the first decade of the 20th century. You know, and was certainly being discussed by very influential people in Britain in the 1880s and 90s. And frankly, Stan, when you study their greatest literature of the mid-19th century and even earlier, just to say a famous title like the epic poem The Idols of the King, which is about the rise, rapid decline, and total collapse into barbarism and darkness and savagery of a civilization, you see that they were terrified of Britain losing its grip, and that their way out of this was the way of the will to power. Recapture America into their and establish a global regime that they would dominate more or less behind the scenes. So there it is. It's happening in our day, and it's very messy. It's meant to be messy. The messier it is, the better they like. That's the kind of evil, you know, push and pull. It's kind of like a two-stroke engine. The bigger the mess they make, the more they can rationalize calling for global solutions. We have to put... Israel didn't win the war. Of course, we didn't allow it to win the war. We virtually ordered it not to win the war. And then 3 days before the ceasefire was imposed, we said, okay, you've got 3 days to win the war, when the reserves haven't even been mobilized, which is 90% of the army. The war wasn't won, so we upped that, so you have to have EU troops.
You're talking about, of course, the most recent war as far as Lebanon was concerned.
Yes, the war that wasn't fought against
right.
Hezbollah. The war that Hezbollah, that Iran via its units Hezbollah fought, but that Israel sort of made a very limited, you know, tactical, what they call surgical aerial strikes in response to, for which, of course, the world media, which is owned by the dominant powers as we know them, which is amazingly univocal in this age of supposed diversity, amazingly univocal, all condemned Israel for its ridiculously restrained and ridiculously surgically targeted strikes on Hezbollah ammunition dumps and bunkers and so on. So there it is. You know, the bigger the mess, the more reason for a global solution, and the closer and closer we get to the darkness and oppression of a world security state, from which, Dan, I've concluded that Israel has even a greater chance to rescue the growth parts of the world worth saving than maybe America does, if only because, and it may be not the only reason, but because Israel is so close to the fire. Like you were saying, you said several times in this hour, you know, half of the Jews in Israel could die within a few hours if the people really running the show, calling the shots in Syria and Iran, decided.
And I fear that this may very well be what happens.
May wake the people up.
Well, of course, I think that the average American has little concept of the real urgency that you feel, that I feel. I mean, people, you know, are more concerned about the coming up football season and certainly the, you know, the other things that celebrities are getting into trouble. You know, what's going to happen to Paris Hilton. But
yeah.
I think we should be concerned about Israel because, of course, Israel's fate and the fate of America are very closely intertwined. Well, our guest today has been Dr. Eugene Neret, and it's a fascinating book. It's World War III, The War Against the Jews and the Coming Global Security State.
Thank you.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and, of course, Dr. Noretta, and I talk during the breaks. And if you'd like to get the complete tape of our discussions, why, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, and you get that either in tape or CD. But certainly, Dr. Noret feels very strongly, as do I, that the fate of the United States and Israel are intertwined, because the people in both nations are being betrayed by their leaders, who have a different agenda. And that is, of course, a new world order and a new world religion and a new world leader. Now, how much of that Dr. Noret would agree with, I can't say. But he realizes the spiritual implications of what's happening and the fact that the leaders of the Jews have no loyalty to the state of Israel any more than the leaders of our own nation today have a loyalty to this nation. But they're globalists, and that's why, of course, they want the North American Union. That's why they want to destroy the financial stability of our currency and our nation. That's why they want to create this one world government and merge us into this world government. And that's why I fear they're going to launch us into a massive and disastrous and perhaps even a losing war in the Near East and the Middle East. And we're talking about a matter of months. Is it true? I hope and pray I'm wrong, but you really need to look at all of the evidence and listen to our programs. It becomes increasingly obvious that nothing is as it appears to be. And if something doesn't make sense, then there's another explanation. Certainly you should need to read my newsletters at RadioLiberty.com. Why you need to hear my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, the DVD, read the book. You need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret and get the syllabus with it. You need to see the two documentaries by Chris Pittle, The Secret and Mystery of America's Beginning, and Riddles in Stone. You need to see the two new DVDs we're sporting. One is entitled The Atlantis Connection, because, of course, America was to be the new Atlantis. The speaker is Chris Pinto, who put together The Secret Mysteries and The Riddles in Stone. They're both award-winning talks. Chris's talk is a talk he gave here at our seminar. And then, of course, Constance Cumby's talk on The Emergence, the man who will be the new world leader, and her 27-year research of the New Age and the occult movement, and, yes, ladies and gentlemen, the secret societies working here in America today. So that is The Emergence and the Atlantis Connection. We do hope that many of you will get the 14 sets, like The Supernatural. And, of course, there is another dimension out there. You need to hear Joanna Michelson, who was a medium and deeply involved with the other dimensions and the beings from the other dimensions. And you need to get our four tapes set on The Secret, Behind the Secret, the story of Rhonda Byrne's new movement that is sweeping America and has been certainly recommended by Oprah Winfrey and by Larry King and by Ellen DeGeneres and by Jim Carrey and by Jack Canfield. And what is the secret? Why, it'll transform your life. But nobody ever tells you what it's really about. That's The Secret, Behind the Secrets, a 4-CD or 4-tape set. There's so much more on our website. Our books on Satanic Crimes by William Kennedy and certainly the book Hostage to the Devil by Father Malachi Martin. And if you get that with my 4-tape or 4-CD set on the Wisdom of Malachi Martin, why, of course, you get a special reduced value. We have so much information we need for you to get out. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. We're involved in the spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen, for survival.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report. I introduce remarkable wellness solutions every day and would like to introduce you to a few more. Mountain Red Deer Velvet stimulates your stem cells to heal the daily aging and stress and damage of everyday life. If you get Mountain Red Deer Velvet, you can rejuvenate your physical function, your mental function, and help your tissues heal and your organs regenerate. Allicin, a natural antimicrobial taken every day, can stop the stealth pathogens that cause vascular problems, that cause illness, infections elsewhere through your body, and give your immune system a rest. And when you combine it with Better Than Greens with Allicin,
you're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. Officials in Minneapolis say divers have located 12 vehicles in the Mississippi River. They've been trying to count bodies still trapped in the wreckage of yesterday's bridge collapse, but they've had to leave the water because of strong current and low visibility. As many as 30 people are missing. The Minneapolis bridge that collapsed at rush hour yesterday was due for another inspection next month. A federal report 2 years ago found the bridge had structural deficiencies, but Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty says the state was never warned to close it. Pawlenty said he has ordered inspections for all bridges in his state. U.S. forces in Iraq